Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
How has my study been going lately? I thought I'd give you an update, although it might not be the most interesting of updates, to be perfectly honest. I would say it's been going probably not so well, not as well as I would have liked it to. And I think the main reason for that, potentially, maybe, the main reason for that is that I, no matter what I try and do, I cannot seem to get into a decent morning routine. And I am incredibly confused as to why I can't do this. Like, something that was so easy to do when I was living in England, and I just can't do it in Japan. And I've got theories, I've got like possible reasons as to why this might be the case, but I just do not know. So what I would do in England is I would wake up at 6 a.m. every morning, and it was really easy getting into that habit. I would get into that habit, I used to just set my alarm for 6 a.m. and then move it somewhere far away from my bed, so that when the alarm goes off, I have to get out of bed to switch it off, and usually that would wake me up enough, and then I could, you know, it would stop me from going back into bed. I'd think, yeah, I'm out of bed now, you may as well stay out of bed. And then after, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks of doing that, my body just learnt 6 a.m. is the time when I get up. And then I, you know, after then, like, the alarm would go off and I'd think, yeah, I feel like getting up. I'm nice and refreshed. I've slept well. Or sometimes, like, I'd wake up naturally and it'd be like 5 minutes before six, before, you know, 5 minutes before my alarm was going to go off. And I'd just wake up, get out of bed, switch the alarm off, and I usually go and make a cup of tea. That was really easy to do in England. That is not easy to do in Japan. I have been wanting to get back into that routine for over a year now. And it is really starting to annoy me, if I'm perfectly honest with you. And the reason I want to get back into that routine is because I don't know about everyone, but for me, if I start my day like that, if I say, you know, this is my plan, get up at six, then it's so much easier for the rest of the day to go to plan, because you might be like, get up at six, do this, start studying at seven, I don't know, something like that. But like, if you get up at like eight one day, seven the other day, maybe nine one day, for example, you don't really have like, ooh, it's 7 o'clock, time to study. You know, it's hard to sort of get into that everyday routine. So the reason I really want to get back into waking up, I mean, it doesn't have to be six, it could be seven, or eight's a bit late, it could be seven, But the reason I really want to get used to like waking up at the same time every morning is just because it makes a routine so much easier for me. Also, it's a bit like, I feel it a bit like demotivating if I wake up, you know, if I wanted to wake up at 6 and I woke up at 7, or I wanted to wake up at 6 and I got up at 8, I think like, you know, I've missed an hour out of my day, I've missed 2 hours out of my day, and it's just like starts the day off badly for me. And so I feel a bit like I don't have as much energy as I normally would. Like before, when I used to get up at 6 every morning, it's like I wake up, I think, great, what am I going to do today? You know, or usually the answer would be studying Japanese or something like that. But it just gave me so much more energy and so much more desire, motivation to be able to do the things I wanted to do. And what usually happens most mornings, if I'm really honest with you, is I'll get up usually between 7 and 8-ish. And then I sort of think, wish I'd got up earlier. And I either look at my phone or open my laptop and read some news on there, and then end up getting a bit distracted and putting things off, you know, putting off studying. So I'll start watching some silly video on YouTube. Not silly, like, it was, you know, like a technical video, like something related to computing, probably. But silly, because I'm watching it, and I know I shouldn't be watching it. And I'm doing it because I'm trying to delay the time when I get started. But like I say, all of this, when I wake up early, when I wake up at the right time, it never seems to happen. I'm just like more focused and I can concentrate better. So this is really why I want to get back into that routine. But like I say, I've been trying for a whole year, and I thought that it was a really easy thing to do, you know, to get into a good routine with like sleep and waking up. And I remember talking about this on previous episodes, saying like, oh, it's a really easy thing to do. You know, you just set your alarm clock for the same time every day, even on the weekends, and move it away from your bed, and you'll get out of bed and you'll be able to get into this routine really easily, is what I thought. I just cannot figure out why I can't do the same thing when I'm in Japan. I think it might be because of my job, because I'm working a lot later. I don't finish until 8 p.m. And maybe just like that offset, that move, pushing my normal job hours into a later time, maybe it just makes me a bit too tired on the evenings. And so waking up, you know, like doing like a lot of thinking, you know, like, you know, I'm doing programming, and that means lots of thinking. Maybe it's maybe it just uses too much energy, and I need to sleep more or something like that, and I can't get up as early as I would like to because of that. It might just be that. But I don't know. I can't experiment with that because I can't stop doing my job and seeing if I get back into a routine easily. But I think that's probably the number one potential cause. So number one possible reason is my job. The second one, I'm going to blame on my wife. Although it's technically not her fault. But like, we have this phrase, partners in crime. And it means like two people doing something naughty together. That doesn't sound very good. Two people doing something they shouldn't be together. Again, that doesn't sound very good. But it's sort of like, it's. I mean, you know, the alarm's gone off. I'm supposed to get out of bed. She's supposed to get out of bed. But if we don't both get out of bed, it's like, well, it's okay, you know. She's not getting out of bed, so I can do the same. So that's like my partner in crime. It's not a real crime, but that's just, you know, like a phrase we use. So yeah, maybe there's that element of it as well. And I mean, I can't really blame someone else for that. It's entirely my fault. But I do think there's sort of like an extra like pull. Like if you have a partner and if that partner gets out of bed before you, maybe you find it a bit easier to wake up. Maybe, you know, it sort of like motivates you if they're able to get up early in the morning. And maybe the opposite is true too. If they don't get up, then maybe it's like demotivates you and you can, feel a bit more lazy, that sort of thing. So yeah, those are two possible causes, although the second one's more of a joke sort of thing. There may be some truth, to it, but, I imagine that most of the cause is probably just working really late and doing something that's quite tiring late in the day, and that's stopping me from waking up early. Having said that, though, I mean, even if that's true, I still want to find a way of having a better routine, or maybe, I know, maybe just waking up later, just maybe being okay with waking up at 8 a.m. in the morning instead of 6 or 7 instead of 6, and sticking to that. But I don't know, there's something about 6 a.m. for me that's like something special about it that 8 a.m. and 7 a.m. can't give me. There's, if you wake up at 6, it's like a different atmosphere, like outside for a start. So, you know, outside, you look outside and it feels like the day has just begun. I guess it depends where you live, obviously. But in England, well, actually, in the winter, it's horrible because 6 a.m. is dark. You just want to go back to bed. But in the spring, probably, and certainly the summer, it really does feel like the world is just waking up. Like the earth is just waking up. The birds are singing, and the sky is getting brighter and brighter, and just a different feeling, a different atmosphere, and that gives me motivation. You know, the day's quieter in the morning. People are just starting to wake up, starting to go out to work. So it's like the beginning of something, and you can really feel that at 6 a.m. I never get that same feeling at 7 or 8 so much. Maybe that's just me, but I've got to change this. Because I think if I can change it, if I can get it under control, then it just has this sort of like ripple effect, which means like it will touch many other areas. So like this will improve and that will improve and this will improve. And one of those things will be studying, you know, that will improve. Because better routine, like a better sleeping routine, leads to a better studying routine, and so on and so on. So, I'm going to have another go at it. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Maybe I'm going to buy more alarm clocks and stick them in. Actually, that's an idea, isn't it? Imagine putting an alarm clock in every single room in the house. And then you've got to like go into the living room, into the kitchen, into even in the toilet maybe. And I'm pretty sure by the time you switch them all off, you won't feel like going back to bed. I don't know. Maybe that will help me wake up. I don't know if it will help me stop me from feeling tired though, if I'm working so late in the evenings. But we will see. We will see. I'll try something. So wish me the best of luck. And until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.